I had time to do what I needed to do. So I decided in that moment, I'm looking around. I notice his wallet is on the nightstand on the opposite side of the bed that I was sleeping on. And little old me was like looking around. I'm like, should I do it? Should I do it? Yes. I jump off the bed and I grab his wallet and I start going through his wallet, guys. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Flings and Things. I'm your host Moni and I'm here with episode 85. I'm so sorry guys, I'm so sorry to all the flingers out there who are literally avid like weekly listeners. I had to skip last week again. I know I've skipped quite a few recently. Life has just been lifing. I don't know what else to say. And I'm really sorry because I know last week's episode was like the first week of October, which is my favorite month because it's spooky season. I know so many people out there love fall, love autumn, love October, love Halloween. Halloween is my favorite holiday, let's just say that. And you know what's crazy is my boyfriend's birthday is on Halloween. Like, what the F? Like, tell me that that is not like giving soulmate. That is so giving soulmate. Like, he is meant for me. That's all I'm gonna say here, if you believe in soulmates. So what a better way than to start off this episode by showing you that I'm going to be eating some cookies probably along the way. I don't have a microphone stand, so I apologize in advance that I'm like putting the microphone down, but I'm going to show you guys my little cookies that I made last night because we had a little spooky date that I'll go into next. Okay, let me see if I can multitask. So these are my cookies. I made chocolate chip cookies and the little cookies, like, you know, your traditional, I don't know if you guys grew up with these cookies, but the little sugar cookies, they're like Pillsbury, whatever, I think they're Pillsbury. The ones with like the little like holiday little things on the cookies. So like pumpkins and ghosts are for Halloween. Christmas is like Christmas trees and Santa ones. And I think they have like turkey ones for Thanksgiving. And also like, I'm pretty sure they have heart ones for Valentine's Day, but I could be wrong. Anyways, I grew up with those cookies, so I, my bestie got them and left them at my house, and I told her that I was going to borrow some for my little date. So I planned a cute little spooky date last night. Basically, I bought some pumpkins to paint, and then I also bought like some canvas to paint on. So like we did two separate art projects. I decorated like the table with like little Halloween lights. I got the paint and everything. I made snacks. It was pretty fun, honestly. I've never done anything like this for someone. I'm not a creative person, but it honestly came to me naturally. Do not get it twisted. I got the painting idea from like social media, but like the decorating and everything else I did myself, which I was really proud of. So I picked like a photo online and it was like a cat. Of course, Luna had to be inspired by the date. Or she inspired the date. So I made a picture, or I found a picture of like a black cat in front of like a moon in a background, and we both had to paint the same photo on the canvas and see whose was better. You guys could guess whose was better. I'll show you guys the paintings at the end of this episode. So, and if you haven't already seen it on my TikTok or my Instagram, I also posted a reel and a TikTok of the paintings and who did what. So for those of you who listen and don't follow me, I'll show you at the end. But anyways, it was a really good day yesterday. We were relaxing. It's football Sunday. My baby loves the Cowboys. So we tried to put the game on before our spooky date, but they were delayed because of weather in Pittsburgh. So basically, we got our movie night started early, and then he had to watch his score, as well as we watched the Padres for me. We were checking the score throughout the date. Unfortunately, we didn't watch the game. I'm sorry, baby, but we already had these plans. So look how great of a girlfriend I am, making him skip football Sunday. But he did watch football for other teams before our date, and then we had takeout Chinese food I picked up. Honestly, it was a good date. So I like something I want to go into is kind of like men out there. Like, it goes for women and men, but I just feel like I always hear this from men, like, oh, I can't have a girlfriend because I don't have money right now, or like, oh, I'm broke, like I can't take her out all the time, or whatever. Mind you, my boyfriend and I decided that every other date, like, I have to plan a date, then he has to plan a date, then I plan a date. That way it's like, it's fair. And then also, like, this one was on me. Like, my baby pays for me for everything, but like, no, this one was on me. So Anyways, if you're a guy out there that's always having like money issues, or like you can't be taking your girl out to a 5-star restaurant every freaking week, or like once a month even, which is crazy if you can't do that once a month. But anyways, you can always plan cute things at the house. Like if I'm being real with you, like this stuff wasn't expensive. The pumpkins were like $2 each at Walmart, like two something. The paint supplies probably cost me $20 with the brushes and the paint. And I already had the lights. The lights probably, I think... See, I can see from here. The lights were $6 and something cents from Walmart, but I got them 2 years ago. So go to Walmart and get some stuff, even if you're like, okay, well, Halloween, you know, whatever. If you can't afford it right now, they usually go on discount later at the end of the month, even though by then they're usually gone. So you decide how you want to do it. But that's my little spiel. Date nights at home, you can make them fun. You can make them cute and romantic. Crafts are always a good thing. Him and I are not creative and we're not artsy, but we tried our best. I think mine's pretty good. He kept saying mine was perfect. I'm like, it's not perfect. Trust me. I wish it was perfect, but it was fun. I've even seen cute little ideas for like, you can like set up like a whole little tent thing. Like you guys are camping in the living room and like make little s'mores, like marshmallows, chocolate and graham crackers don't cost that much. And it's just like the idea. I think what men don't realize, we appreciate the effort that goes into something. So even if you're not spending $1,000,000,000,000, that's really dramatic because no one spends that on dates. Maybe like super famous people, but even then I doubt it. So sorry. If you don't have a lot of money and you don't want to spend a lot of money, you can still make a super cute romantic date. Like I can just imagine a million things in my head right now that I would do, which I'm going to use to my advantage, because we were thinking of doing like at least a fancy dinner, like quality time, both of us going out to a nice dinner where we dress up once a month minimum. And I told him I want like every week we need to be doing like some kind of like date, regardless if money or not, whether we stay in and do a movie night and like order in takeout, but we spend like one-on-one time, or we go for like a hike and go to like lunch. We need to have like that one-on-one quality time at least once a week. And if something's going on because we have plans with other people, then we'll do like at least every other week. But that was something we agreed to. I mean, we've been dating like almost 6 months, but a little under 6 months. So I will say, like, for those of you who are like, oh my God, you guys are like planning that already. Didn't you guys just start seeing each other? Yeah, it kind of feels like that probably. But for those of you who don't know me, like, that's because you don't know me. Like, everybody who knows me close to me, like, it's feel like a year that I've been with this man already. And regardless of how long you've been with somebody, if you're already like getting serious with somebody, I think it's important that you have these conversations, because I feel like that's why a lot of people also tend to like the love goes away, because they just don't continue. And I'm not one to speak, okay, because everyone's like, oh, you just got into a relationship, blah blah blah. No, I've been in quite a few serious relationships. It just did not go anywhere, thank you very much. I'm divorced also, which doesn't count because I barely got married. But you get my drift. I do know that it is important that things do die. People get bored. So we've both made it like a pact to each other to communicate and make sure that we're feeling like loved in our relationship, that we're feeling like, you know, if I'm needy and I'm like, hey, I feel like we haven't spent any time, like I'm going to voice that and he's going to be receptive versus getting like defensive or being like annoyed, which he claims he's never going to get annoyed with me. That's a fucking lie. Luna's making biscuits, if you guys can't see her on this camera. Luna, are you making biscuits? My mew. Okay, you guys just heard my little weird cat noises for those of you who aren't close to me and have never heard that before. She is full on making biscuits. Are you going to lay next to me? The peoples want to see you. I know, my dish. Anyways, Luna was there at the date night too. She was actually bothering because she kept playing with the freaking paints, like the paintbrushes, and then she was trying to mess with my Halloween lights. And I'm like, bro, you're ruining my date night. Oh my God, Luna, your ass is in my face. So yeah, anyways, I had a great time and I lost my train of thought. Luna is a distraction always. Oh, date night. So yeah, just plan something cute, be creative, spend time, make time for your person, have that conversation. If you're in a relationship right now and you've never talked about like how many date nights or like how many things that you guys want to do together and kind of like making like that little agreement for each other to hold each other accountable, have that conversation tonight. Have it this week. Time, tone, and place. Remember, if you guys are not in a good place right now, don't have that conversation right now. But be like, hey, I want to do more date nights. Like, is there any way we can kind of like shoot for a date night every month or shoot for a date night, I don't know, every week? Or even tell them like, hey, like I want to go on a trip together on a vacation. Like, can we try to make a pact to do a little trip once a year, whether it's international or like national. I told him I want to do an international trip once a year, and then preferably another two trips. So three trips a year, and the other two trips would be like mini trips, whether it's a road trip where we stay in an Airbnb, even if it's 2 hours away, or we go to another state like for 3 days, 4 days. It doesn't have to be a full week. But those are like conversations that me and my partner have had. I think it's just really important. It keeps, like I said, it keeps the relationship fun. It keeps you guys on your toes also, because you have to plan things for each other, and instead of like you getting lazy and it's just like you're staying in, doing errands, doing life, and just not making time for each other. And I think that's really sad. So if that's you right now, snap out of it and get your relationship back on the whole like first 6 months, first year feeling where you're like, oh my God, I got to plan this perfectly. It needs to be cute. All that shit. Like, do it. Sorry, guys. I'm back. I was taking a little cookie break. Bomb.com. Also, if you guys haven't seen, look at my little Halloween crew neck. I got it on Shein for like 10 bucks. Material's okay for $10. It's actually pretty good for $10, I must say. And there's little kitties on it, and they're little Lunas. Or like my boyfriend likes to say, Lunars. I don't know why he calls her a Lunar. Okay, let's get started. Sorry, guys. See, this is the one thing I don't like about Stanley's is, like, the water will leak. So I need to, like, set up the cup versus, like, my Owala and my, like, Hydro Flask. I can just, like, throw the water bottle. I do know that there are Stanley's that are not, like, a straw like this, but I'm already used to my Hydro Flask. So anyways, today, what I want to get into is boundaries. And when I say boundaries, I'm not talking about like boundaries like I've talked before. I'm talking about like, okay, for those of you listening who are toxic like me, talking to my ladies right now, las tóxicas, okay? Sometimes we want to keep, you know, we express our knowledge of boundaries, but then we cross boundaries ourselves. I'll give you another example. So when I met my boyfriend, so it's hard to like say without giving his name because I don't want to give his name, but basically he had a name, right? And then I asked for his full name because I wanted to know his full name. I just like knowing. And maybe that's the little girl in me that's like, okay, is his last name go good with my last name or with my first name? Maybe that's what it was. I'm not that crazy. This was also week two of meeting him, but I wanted to know his full name. Long story short, it is not just for the stalking, okay? I promise you it wasn't for that. I genuinely wanted to hear what his full name was. So I hear the full name and I'm like questioning the first name because I'm like, oh, that's a very like American name and the rest of your name is very like Mexican. So I'm like, oh, is that like your real name or is that like a nickname? Mind you, like I wanted to know, well, now that I think about it, I think I just said, is that your real legal name? I didn't say, is it a nickname? Because he technically got away with like not lying to me, but he lied to me. Let's just be real here. Luna, why must you make biscuits when I'm in the middle of an episode? This is not a bakery. So anyways, long story short is I asked if it was his real name and he said yes. Okay, fast forward. We've been dating for like, let me see, 3 months now. Okay, I like him so much. Like, yeah, things are getting serious, but they're not that serious yet. Like, we have not said I love you. We have not had the exclusivity talk yet. We're just having a good time. We were barely seeing each other at that time because at that time, that's when we were only like talk, like seeing each other like once a week or once every 2 weeks due to our schedules. Now that he's slept over, obviously he's over all the time, even though our schedules are the opposite. So realistically, I don't know, like, I guess you could say we were dating for a good period of time, but it wasn't as serious. I hate saying that because I felt like it was serious. Like I had feelings for him, but whatever. Point is here is I'm in this era where I'm like, this man is so mysterious. Like I can't get information out of him. Like I ask a question, he answers with two words. Like I'm a person that likes to talk. I want to know all your traumas, your deepest, darkest secrets. I want to get to know who you are. So I even told him, I'm like, I feel like I don't know you. Like I talk about myself all the time and I ask you questions and you barely elaborate. And he's like, I've gotten that feedback like in other relationships. And I'm like, well, it makes sense because I can tell like it's just I can't read you and I want to know like everything about you. So This one day, the first night that he ever slept over, this was like in the end of July. We went kayaking, for those of you who saw like photos that I posted when I first posted him technically. So that was when this happened. So first sleepover, first little weekend getaway together, a first for a lot of things, and first for him opening up that weekend, because we talked a lot about like our past, like exes, relationships, things like that. So he is taking a shit in the restroom. Mind you, I don't know what it is about men taking shits. I swear to fucking God, they take shits for like 30 minutes to an hour and I don't get it. I literally take a shit in like 5 to 10 minutes, if that. 10 minutes is like my stomach's fucked up. If it's like a regular day, it's like 3 minutes to 5 minutes. Okay, TMI, but like for real here. Because even my brother would be spending like an hour in the restroom. My dad gets so mad when I used to live with my parents. And my brother's just in there on his phone. And like, this is what this man does. Every time he's like, I need to go to the restroom, I'm like, how long? How long is this going to be? Oh my God, guys, hold on. Luna is on my lap, but I want to show you what Drea got me. Look at my little Stanley straw cover. It's a little Luna with a pink bow. It's so cute. Anyways. So, I always I'm like, babe, how long? And he's like, 15 minutes. And I'm like, feel bad. Now in hindsight, I'm like, damn, I'd be rushing him to take a shit. But I'm like, are you actually needing to be on the toilet for that long? Or is it just because you want to get away from me? Or is it because you're on your phone watching videos and you just don't want to get up? I don't fucking know. Long story short is this man has taken 45 minutes, almost an hour in the restroom before. So basically, this is like the second time he used the restroom around me. I think he already had slept over one night. So I think this was the second night he was sleeping over, because he slept over like 3 nights that weekend. So I already knew that he was going to be in the bathroom for a while. So he goes in the restroom. Like, mind you, this is so funny. He didn't want to take a shit in my restroom, even though we were in my room. It's a master bedroom. So he went all the way down the hall to go fucking take a shit over there. Whatever. Okay, so he went over there. Better for me, right? I had time to do what I needed to do. So I decided in that moment, I'm looking around. I notice his wallet is on the nightstand on the opposite side of the bed that I was sleeping on. And little old me was like looking around. I'm like, should I do it? Should I do it? Yes. I jump off the bed and I grab his wallet and I start going through his wallet, guys. Mind you, a couple weeks before this, I went through this man's car. We were going to Wingstop. I'd only been seeing him at this point, it's like we met like not even 2 months ago. Okay. I went through his fucking car. He went into Wingstop to get our pickup order. And I'm over here going through his fucking glove compartment, going through the middle part, whatever it's fucking called, looking around for clues about who this man is, because I feel like I didn't know him at that time. Now I feel like he's like my best friend. I know him. But like back then, I did not know him. He wasn't giving me much. He wasn't opening up like he has now. And I was trying to find clues. I don't know, hair ties, some girl shit. Like, is he seeing someone else? I don't know. The only thing that I noticed is that he had like a Virgin Mary little thing on his car. And I'm like, okay, this might mean that he's religious. Mind you, we had not had the religion talk at this point in time. So when I went 2 weeks later, when he slept over during that weekend, we talked about religion, which I'm not going to go into, but got his views, things like that. So when I went through the wallet, I was more just trying to see, who is this man? It wasn't that I was looking for anything particular. Was I hoping I wasn't going to find a little like photo of another girl in his wallet? Yes, I was hoping I was not going to find that. However, I wanted to know like, how many credit cards does he have? Like, let me look at his ID. Like, I want to see what he used to look like before. When I tell you I was in for a surprise, I feel like your gut just always knows something's off, which is why I was fucking going through his shit, because he wouldn't give me more. I go into his wall, I pull out his ID. When I see his ID, the name that he told me was his name was not his fucking name. Mind you, did I think that that was his name when I originally asked him when we were first talking, like, is this your real name? Because I assumed that it was a different name that was more Mexican, because it's like, if you guys know you're Latino, like a lot of Latino names translate into English names, right? Some of them do. So the one that he uses as his English name, quote unquote, like has a Mexican version of it, which is what I thought it was. And that's what I saw on his fucking ID. And I'm like, bro, this man lied to me about his fucking name. If he's listening right now, he's laughing his ass off, because maybe it's not that dramatic. But to me, it was, because I asked him the second week we talked ever, is that your real name? And he said yes. He fucking lied. I don't care if we barely knew each other and he didn't even know my last name at that point. The point is I asked the fucking question and you fucking lied. Why do men always lie during the talking stage? I don't fucking know. It's wild to me. It's like they feel like they don't owe it to the person. Sorry, I'm roasting my boyfriend right now, but I love him so much. And we've already laughed about this a million times. I even told my best friend and she's like, you're fucking crazy that you went through his wallet. I was like, I don't give a fuck. So boundaries, guys, that was the moral of the story. Boundaries. How many boundaries, like how far is someone should go or not go to find out information about your significant other or the person you're dating? So let's get into it. I had to preface that topic with a funny story about me because I'm psycho. That is not the first time I've done that. I've gone through people's nightstands. I've gone through their bathroom drawers. I just want to know who the fuck they are. And I know Drea has too, so I'm roasting her and I'm throwing her on this. I'm calling her out right now because we've talked about this on another episode. So anyways, boundaries. I think, okay, old me wants to say, do what you need to do to find out. If you have a gut feeling, your gut feeling's always right. And that is so true because your gut feeling is almost always right. I'm still waiting the day to be proved wrong. Technically, I have been proved wrong recently on some things. Your girl's an overthinker. My boyfriend has literally been amazing with reassurance and has been amazing with being calm and like listening to like my feelings or like when I'm thinking something, and he like reassures me and like never gaslights me and never makes me feel like I'm stupid and always wants to do things that are going to make me happy or make me feel more loved by him. So like I love him for that, but at the same time I still have that little voice in the back of my head that something's off. And like I've had that not with him in general, but with all guys I've dated, where it's like maybe not enough to the point where I need to do something about it, but more I'm like, like I wonder this, or like I wonder that, or whatever. So there's times where I will like question it and then he just answers nicely. But today's topic is to talk about what should you address verbally with your partner, or what should you just go through their stuff? Like when? Boundaries. So yes, old me would say go through the shit. If you fucking have a gut feeling, if you have clues, if you found something that you know is not right, just figure it out because he's going to lie to you. While new me feels differently. Okay, that's a lie. Is it new me? Because I went through his wallet and his car like 2 months ago. Okay, 3 months ago. I think when you're married and you live with somebody, or you have children with this person, I think you have a right to go through certain things. It's a very tricky situation because a lot of people are going to say, no, that's an invasion of privacy and you should just speak to your partner about it. But the sad reality and truth is that we have a very high divorce rate in this country. People cheat, people lie, and it's just a known thing. Whether they're a good person or not, they still cheat, they still lie. And it doesn't even have to be about infidelity. It could be about something else, like money issues. Maybe they're gambling, they have a gambling issue, and they're spending money on things they're not supposed to. And, you know, like drugs, alcohol, hookers, maybe they have a sex addiction. Yeah, I guess that's cheating, but it's not emotional cheating. They literally have an addiction. I'm just kidding. That was so dramatic. I get these ideas from like TV shows. But like, are they really going to be honest with you about it? I don't think they will be. So I think to a certain extent, like you have a right to go through things. Like for example, if you guys share the same bank account and you're going through transactions, not really an invasion of privacy because technically you have access to the bank account. But what if you don't have access to the bank account and they give you your password to the bank account? Like going through that stuff, is that an invasion of privacy? I think it can be, but at the same time, if someone has nothing to hide, then I don't see the problem of going through it. Like I've always been a girl that's like, don't go through your partner's phone. Like they should trust you, blah, blah, blah. But like now I'm like, babe, go through my phone. If you feel uneasy and you feel a little insecure, like go through my phone. He's never asked to go through my phone. He never seems insecure. He seems to not get jealous. I roll my eyes if you're listening and not watching because I'm like, how do you not get jealous? I'm like, baby, get jealous, please. I'm just kidding. No, he's made little comments here and there and I'm like, ooh. And then he's like, you want me to be like this? I'm like, maybe the toxic in me does, but whatever. Anyways, but like going through people's phone, tablets, let's go down that route for a second. So like going through your partner's phone when they're sleeping. I think a lot of us have done it. If you're listening, you might be like, oh, fuck, that's me. Okay, that's me too. I've done the same thing. Not with this boyfriend, but with other boyfriends in the past. It is an invasion of privacy. And old me would have said, go for it. If you think he's cheating, go to the phone and find it. But reality is, I think we're always going to find something that we don't like, whether it has anything to do with cheating or something else, or maybe like he's venting to you about or to his friend. Like, we've all, girls out there, we've all been like, oh, he's been annoying, like, or he didn't do this for me. Like, we vent to our friends about our significant other. Maybe not all of us, but majority of us do. So like, would you want your boyfriend to read all that? Like, did you say something that might bother him or hurt his feelings? Maybe. I'm sure you're not bad mouthing him, because why would you do that to somebody you love? But maybe you're saying things that he doesn't need to read, or you're questioning things, right? Okay, well, that's private information between you and your friend. He could find that. The point is, you could find something in the phone that, whether it's cheating or not, that you don't like. I think you're going to always find something, even if it's from like 2 years ago, the past. I think that's something that now I would say that is crossing boundaries. As an adult, maturing, starting to be healthier in my relationships, I feel that even if you're married, you should not go through your partner's phone. The phone is like where your entire life is. So I think that's something that, do I think you should go through the phone if you feel like you need to? Yes. But what I'm clarifying is, don't go through your phone without your partner knowing. Like, when they're sleeping, like, I've heard of people like grabbing the phone and running to the bathroom and locking the door. Those are like some fucking toxic ass relationships. But I think it's one of those things where you have that conversation. You sit your partner down. You said, hey, like, I've been feeling very insecure lately. I feel uneasy. There's this, I saw this, I observed this, or you did this the other day that made me feel this way. So now I feel like, I don't know, I feel the need to like go through your phone, and I'm okay with you showing me, but I don't feel good. Like, can I see your phone? And if he says yes, go ahead. There you go. Yeah, like, you're still technically doing things that like people would argue like you shouldn't have to do that. But at the same time, if he has nothing to hide, I don't see the problem. Also, you're communicating what your feelings are and what you need to make those feelings go away. And if he's okay with it and he's like, yeah, babe, I'm sorry you feel that way. Like, what could I do better? Like, here's my phone. I have nothing to hide. That's perfect. And that's how I want to be in my relationship. And I've told him, like, if you feel the need, like, if you feel insecure, you feel something's off, question me, please, and ask me if you need to see something. I was like, I know we've not exchanged passwords, and I don't think we really need to do that right now. I said, but if you need to, like, if you want my password to my phone, like, I'll give it to you. I have never to this day have ever said that to a man. He is the first man that I've ever told him, if he wants my password, I'll give it to him. Even my healthy relationship, I had to ask for the password, and then I gave him mine. This time I was like, you can have mine. Like, I offered it up without asking for his. All my other relationships, we got it out of fighting, and because my last one, like my first, very first toxic one, cheated. So like, it was an agreement. Like, we didn't have to do that. Me and my boyfriend have not had this issue where we need to be toxic or something has happened where I feel the need to do that. So I just said, hey, if you feel uneasy, let me know. Here's my phone. Which he's never done. Let me clarify, because I don't want people thinking that he's like that. He's like listening, like, you're going to make everybody think blah, 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 blah. No, my boyfriend's not like that at all. He trusts me so much. It's insane. Like, sometimes I'm like, you trust me too much. Not that I'm doing anything wrong. I know that's crazy to say out loud, but like, I just feel like he's so trusting. Like, I just feel like other men that would date me were not like that. And then even like with my podcast and like a million people in my DMs, like, he trusts me that I'm gonna do the right thing. And plus, I tell him everything, literally. Like, I'll be like, oh, look at this guy trying to slide in, and we'll laugh about it together. He doesn't get jealous, and I love that for me, because, and I love that for him, because it's a shitty feeling when you get jealous all the time. Like, I've been there, and I still get there sometimes. So like, I know what that feeling is, and I wish I didn't feel it. So, but I love that for me as well, because he genuinely trusts me, and I still want to go above and beyond to make him feel reassured, because I just think that's what's gonna make our relationship healthier. Boundaries, like I said, I think it's funny, and we see it on social media and memes and reels or whatever, TikToks, to cross boundaries and be toxic. But reality is if you want a serious, healthy relationship where you want to raise kids and settle down with this person and marry them, like, no, that's not okay. If you're going to cross those kind of boundaries, it needs to be communicated. Hey, I need to do this. Hey, let's pretend you don't like have access to his bank account. Hey, can I go through your bank statements? It sounds toxic and crazy to ask out loud, but like, if your person can understand where you're coming from because of the way you elaborate on yourself or the way you're explaining your feelings and your thought process, and they have nothing to hide, they should be able to give that up to you. And I truly, wholeheartedly believe that now. I will let my boyfriend see anything that he wants. And if there's something he's not going to like, because maybe it's from the past before him, but he's not going to like it when he sees it, I'm going to warn him ahead of time. But I'm not going to try to hide it or delete it. This man even knows that I have like past videos with other partners on my phone, which we talked about deleting those. So that's a conversation I'm probably going to have tonight with him now that I just remembered in this moment. Because I already started deleting some, but I have like over like 10,000 photos and videos. So like, I don't know what I have because I don't have them in folders. I got to go through everything. I don't have that many. That makes it sound really bad. But the point is here is that he knows and I know that he might have stuff in his phone. So we talked about like we don't want that when we get really serious. We were going to like delete stuff, like it's just not needed. And that's just something that we agreed to. Like if you're listening, you think that's dumb, like it's okay. Like it's your relationship. You do whatever you want. I'm going to do what I want. So I guess what I'm trying to say here is my partner knows everything. And I think that's so critical. So just be honest with your partner. And if they can't handle that, that's another conversation that you're going to have. The reality. Oh, my God. Ew. Sorry, guys. The reality is that I think majority of people are not okay with like hearing the truth for everything. And I think they react or they get defensive or they get upset and cause like more problems. Because that's what I'm used to and that's what I hear from most people. Like whether it's one of the people in the couple or both, somebody's not going to be okay with it. And I think like that's normal. So I feel like I should be addressing how to go about it that way because I've just gotten lucky and my guy is just not like that. So our conversations are pretty smooth and go pretty like they go well. Like they go well. We don't get raise our voices or anything. If anything, I'm the one that gets a little heated, which we haven't had any issues. But there's like one thing that we've talked about where I was like expressing and I'm like, I'm not mad at you. Like, sorry if I'm getting loud. I was like, I'm very passionate about this subject and it's something that I've been triggered by in my past relationships and I want to like address it. And so we'll go over that. And he's like, no, you're totally fine. And I have to explain myself because I'm like, I've been through this shit. Like I've had this happen to me. I'm going to eat the rest of my cookie. So like another example of boundaries, like, okay, locations, people have each other's location. Like we have each other's location. Did he ask for that? No. Did I ask for it? Not really. But we talked about locations and we were like, yeah, like I'm not against it. And I was like, yeah, I'm not against it either. And I was like, okay, like, should we share locations? He's like, honestly, it make me feel better because you do like come home from work really late. And what if something happens? And I was like, I agree. I said, plus, like, what if something happens to one of us? I was like, I have like two friends out here. Okay, I have more than two friends. Don't get butthurt if you're listening. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't have my whole family out here. So, and we've already hit that step where we're like together all the time and like we have nothing to hide. Both of us literally have no issue with it. And that's what I feel like it's so healthy because it's not like something had to happen for this to like go down. Like, we just agreed on it and we're like, cool, yeah. So we have each other's locations, but let's pretend I was felt something was off and I was like, where the fuck is he? Like, I don't know this location. He's not answering his phone. Let's just pretend. Is it crossing a boundary to drive to the place that he's at? I would say yes. I think it is. I feel like that's a conversation that you would have with your partner later. Hey, you didn't answer the phone. Where were you? I saw that you were here. What were you doing? And if he's like, oh, I was with coworkers. Cool. Okay. You believe him, right? If he has nothing to hide, he tells you where he's at. You've never caught him in a lie before. But then it happens again later and something's just off. I think you just need to have that conversation with your partner. If you feel like you're not getting the truth, that's when you need to just confront him and say, I think you're lying to me. Like, I'm letting you know right now that I wanted to drive over there to prove that my gut feeling was right, but I felt like that was an invasion of privacy. And that was crossing boundaries. And if he, like, you can see by the reaction on his face, if he was, like, mortified that you were going to drive over there, then there's your answer. If he was like, babe, like, I mean, if you really want to, like, you can. Like, if you want, next time, like, I'll call you and, like, or I'll FaceTime you when I get there. Some people might think that's very extra, but if you have a gut feeling that he's lying or cheating, like, you might be right. And somebody who's doing those things is not going to offer to FaceTime. And don't get me wrong. The toxic in me knows that there's ways to get around still reassuring your partner and still lying and cheating. Like he could literally FaceTime and then like go earlier before the gathering, quote unquote. And then like the girl could pop up 30 minutes after the FaceTime call. I'm very well aware, guys. So if you're like, oh, Monica, that's dumb. Of course, he could still lie. Yes, I know he could lie. OK, I'm very well aware about liars and cheaters. But it's your partner. This is the person that you chose. And if you're choosing to be with a liar and a cheater, like, that's on you. You should know the red flags. And if you're feeling uneasy and he keeps lying to you and you can't catch him, you should just leave. Like, if you have to question your partner that much, then clearly there's an issue. And if you don't want to leave, then I guess the next decision is to catch him in the lie and go to his location. But do I think that's okay? No, I don't really think that's okay. We've joked about it where I told him, I was like, if you want to show up, you can. But also, I don't really leave the house. So, like, he knows where I'm at all the time. I'm either at Target, Costco, work, or home. Because literally, I don't do shit except run errands and clean and work. So, but I think that's all I really want to go into today. I just think that sometimes when we want to be toxic and go through things, like, we feel like we have a good reason for it. But is that crossing a boundary? I think it is. People are going to argue crossing boundaries as happens when you lie and cheat. Yes, to a certain extent. But I feel like karma always gets the person, and eventually they're going to be exposed in a different way. And I think it's just important that we just ask for the truth up front to their face. If you have a good partner, he'll figure out a way to make you feel reassured. The fact that, like, I think the best answer, if you're a man listening right now, the best answer, if someone, like, you're really not hiding anything and she's overthinking everything, tell her, babe, how can I do better to make you not overthink? What can I do better to make you feel, like, less uneasy? What am I not doing properly to make you feel like you're mine and I'm all about you and I love you? Because that's going to throw for a curveball. And don't you toxic men who are lying, cheating, still use those phrases on your women? Because that's fucked up. Goes for both ways too, women with men. Okay, full circle moment, because I realized I didn't really, like, kind of connect my old toxic story to, like, what I was trying to say with my point. I think I was a little all over the place. I went through his wallet to find out that his name was not what he said it was, which technically it wasn't a huge lie, because, like I said, it was just, he was telling me the English version of his Spanish name that he goes by. To be fair, like, all of his accounts, his work badge, everything is the name that he told me. However, his ID shows his, like, legal name. So I can't even get upset. But like I said, I only got upset because I asked him when we first met, did I cross a boundary going through the wallet? I would say I did. I did cross a boundary. So that is something that I kind of wanted to explain, that, like, I should have just asked him, hey, like, by the way, the other day you told me, like, da 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 da. To be fair, though, I didn't really go in there looking to prove that the name thing, like, he lied about it. I just went in there to snoop. Was that an invasion of privacy? Yes. Should I have done that? No. But in all fairness, if I was questioning his name, I should have just asked him. Or if I just wanted to see his ID, babe, can I see your ID? I want to see what you look like when you were 16 or whatever. Since Arizona has some whack-ass rule where they literally don't have to change their IDs for, like, a million years. It's crazy. You got 50, 60-year-olds with a 16-year-old picture. It's insane. But anyways, so yeah, I did cross the boundary. It was toxic. It was something to laugh about. But realistically, like, he could have gotten upset with me. And he didn't. But yeah. So anyways, now we're going to go into our advice segment. Out with the old, in with the new. Out with the old, in with the new. Let's get it. Okay. Advice for today. I'm a stoner chick, and me and my boyfriend like to smoke and have sex. However, I seem to never be able to suck his dick properly because I can't get enough saliva in my mouth. That cotton mouth is real. Do you have any tips? That's crazy, because this has actually happened recently to me. My boyfriend does not smoke. He's not, like, 100% against it, but he doesn't smoke. But he smoked with me for the first time. And I wanted to suck his dick because I was like, okay, it's going to feel really good for him. But my mouth was so fucking dry. I literally could not get saliva up. So if I'm being honest, the first, okay, old me. I don't want to say old me. Did I have issues with this? Because I was, like, pretty, like, I was a stoner back then. Honestly, old me doesn't have any advice this time. It's going to be new me. Like, what I haven't really ever thought about advice for this. I've never address this issue with myself in the past, so it's kind of hard for me to give advice on that. But just now, like, what I would say is, like, I think eat something that's going to make your mouth water, like, right after you smoke, so that way your mouth can slowly start to build saliva. Like, you know, there's certain foods that your mouth gets all, like, watery. I'm trying to think of one right now. I feel like it's usually candies, like more of like the sour sweet candies. Like your mouth starts drooling because it's like so like, I don't know how to explain it. Either that or like, keep drinking water. I don't know. I feel like the water doesn't work though. It's still like your mouth is still dry. That's a good question. I don't know. I might have to put this one on my story for flingers because maybe I have to answer this for next time. Honestly, on the spot right now, I can't really think of anything else to do. I'm sure there's remedies on Google if I Google it right now. Actually, let's Google it. Getting rid of cotton mouth. Okay. Drink water. That doesn't make sense. To stimulate saliva. But it says throughout the day. Use a humidifier. Chew sugar-free gum. Oh my God. I didn't think about that. Gum. Yes. Hard candies. Okay. That's what I was thinking about when I said candy. I feel like, I think it's like Jolly Ranchers. Those ones make my like my mouth very watery. Ew. Saliva substitute sounds disgusting. Mouthwash. Avoid caffeine. So don't. Okay. Yeah. Drinking and smoking and trying to suck dick's probably miserable. And then also like coffee has caffeine. Okay, that's really it. This is moisturize your lips. I don't really see how that would help. I guess that would help if you're like going down on it and it'll be like very like slippery. Obviously, you can use flavored lube. That's another one. I love lube. I love a good lube. I've never used lube for head. And I definitely haven't used flavored lube. So I don't know how that is. I don't know if that tastes good. It sounds disgusting, to be honest. But maybe try the hard candies and the gum first. But I think that's it. So hopefully I answered your question. I know this is a short episode, guys. But let me know. Like I said, I'm going to try to get some guests on. I know I keep saying that. But my schedule keeps getting delayed. And this work schedule is miserable. So people have to come film during the day with me. And that's hard for a lot of people because I have the opposite schedule. So bear with me. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can rate us 5 stars because we're the best. I apologize for these short episodes. Bear with me. I love you guys. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Flings and Things Official with an N, not and. I'm at Moni that Montenegro, and this was episode 85. Spooky season's here, so go get your person, whether it's your bestie, your sister, or your boyfriend. Go to the pumpkin patch. Go to the state fair if you're in Arizona. Go freaking get some pumpkins. Take cute photos with matching flannels. Wear little fuzzy socks that have little ghosts and say boo crew like me and my boyfriend did. Or do some pumpkin painting or do something fun. Go on a hike. I don't fucking know. It's way too hot to hike here in Phoenix, but we might be going up north this weekend. I'll be posting pictures, so more to come. Love you guys.